Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
God, this is kind of difficult for me to talk about, but I do a lot of things, and I'm trying not to cry. There are moments in my life, moments I wish I could escape, and I can't, right? We all have to go through it. And I have been going through my healing / spiritual journey. And something that nobody tells you when you're going on this journey is that you have to feel everything that you're going through. You're no longer allowed to suppress it because you have to feel it so that you can grow. And the depression bout that I went through was really tough, this last one. And I didn't know if I was going to make it through. See, when I say suppress, I'm talking no alcohol, no Tylenol PM, no drugs, no sleeping it off so that you don't have to feel it, right? In order to numb yourself. Any of those things, you're not allowed to do it. You guys have probably already heard this TED Talk. It was on my Instagram, where I said, the shitty part that nobody tells you during your healing / spiritual journey is that you have to feel everything as it comes and it goes. You're no longer allowed to suppress those feelings by numbing yourself with sleep and drugs and alcohol and all the things, so that you have to feel whatever it is that you're feeling. You have to feel everything as it comes and it goes, because you have to grieve it and everything bad that's happening to you. It's not happening to you. It's happening for you. And I know that that's hard to grasp, but it's happening for you so that you can move on to better things. Okay? And it sucks. It's like you're going through detox, right? You have to get rid of the toxicity before you can get rid of the toxins. You have to trust the process, meaning you have to go through the shitty stuff, unfortunately, so that you can get to the better part of your life. And a lot of the times you have to remind yourself, this is not my life. This is just something that I have to get through to get to the good part. So you have to be more patient and you have to be kinder to yourself. And I know that that's cliche, but you gotta learn to love yourself. And I wasn't going to, post the fucking thing, but I was like, this is in my heart and I have to say it. Then I got this amazing message, because I'm telling y'all, I was ready to just. My kids are currently in Florida, and I didn't know if they were going to come home to a mom. They're in Florida with their dad. And yeah. And then I got this message today, and it reminds me that I have to keep going. So here it is.
Says you needed to go through this as much as I needed to remind myself of this. I know how much that life has kicked you and pushed you and pressured you, and it's not easy for you, especially being a mom, a daughter, and dealing with everybody's bullshit and everything on top and your own life and all that shit. I totally get you, and I have respect for you. But deep down from my heart, I'm so fucking proud of you for being the voice of those who are broken, mistreated, lost, depressed, forgotten, scared, injured, and everything in between. I'm so proud of you that even sometimes when you couldn't even fly, you still guided people to the light. So, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Because thank you. And thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for watching me on whatever journey it is that I'm going through, for supporting me by listening to this podcast, by following me on social media, by reaching out when you guys are down and you need some guidance. And thank you for making me a part of your day and a part of your life when I know it's so easy to sit back and think that nobody cares. And then you realize, like, you really are a ripple effect. You affect everyone that you touch, everyone that you know, everyone that you've spoken to, that will speak to. You are a ripple effect. So make sure that what you speak is kind and good and positive, because all of that comes back to you. Okay? This isn't your usual podcast episode. But hi, I'm your host, Ruby May. Thank you.